Ubeitilu matir mitil holds no. You can make a nice thick matzah.
Rashi, weiter zmor kama pasovim. How thick is it that even beitilu is still matter? The Rashi says afilu walki shover beitilum. Avot tefein mitefach loy. Is amrafuna tefach. You gotta make the matzah as thick as a tefach. Mamash 4 inches thick. That's how thick the matzah can be. It can still be kosher. It doesn't have to be chometz. But thicker than 4 inches, you shouldn't make your matzah. Then already be a chshala from chometz. But tefach is still good. What's the rayim? Shekein mitzina b'lechem aponim. We find by the lechem aponim every Shabbos. They had the lechem aponim that or the menachis were not allowed to be chometz. The lechem aponim had a dafka be matzah, not chometz. And still, tefach. Each lechem was a tefach thick. So you see, it's possible to watch a matzah that's a tefach thick. It shouldn't become chometz. So what then anybody can make matzahs a tefach thick? That's based on Lushita. For the Gemara, Maskev lo Rav Yosef, for the Yosef Akasha, is this true? Imamru biz reason, Yoimru b'sheinis reason, if this was said in the Beis Hamikdash, when the Kahanim make lechem upon him, they're very careful to make sure they bake it very fast and well. Should it be said by anybody that makes matzah, could also make it so thick? A normal person doesn't do such a good job. Imamru b'pas ha-melo, Yoimru b'pas ha-shein ha-melo, the menachis, they used to bang, a melem is used to work on it a lot. And the more you work, the more you bang the dough, the less it becomes chometz. So by the menachis that used to bang, Rashi says, K'nadnan b'kol ha-menachis tunin sholosh meyah shifam v'chomesh meyah zbitam. Now, 500 times they have to bang it. So they used to keep on banging the dough. So that's why we're not afraid it'll come chometz. Ma'ashen kein, the pa'ashen ha-mela, our doughs that we make don't become... But regular our dough doesn't become a chometz. It doesn't. We don't bang it so much. It's not a melo. So maybe it should be yosser. Imamru b'yetzim yaveshim yomru b'yetzim lachim. You know what type of wood they made the fire when they burnt up to make the heat in the oven to bake the melachis. They use very good dried out wood. So that wood made a nice hot fire. And mashenkein our fires are not so hot. Imamru b'tana cham means yomru b'tana tzoinin. It means in the base of midrash the tana was very very hot. Like Rashi says, b'chol yom tomid hoyimasik and tana shom midrash lafias menoches. Every day they used to heat it up. It say that it had heat from it. It was a very very hot oven. Mashenkin to say anybody can make his matzah tefach wide mechitaisin. Maybe then it would become chometz. And imamru b'tana shomatches yomru b'tana shocheres. In the Beis Hamikdash, it was done with a metal tanner. A metal tanner retains its heat much more. Mashenk and a kli cheres that most people use, maybe it doesn't make such good heat. So the kids of the Gemara is saying, not like this. Avadi, you're not allowed to make matzah a tefach thick. Because even though the lechem aponim did that way, that was only the lechem aponim. Mashenk and a regular matzah that normal people make, you are not allowed to make a tefach thick. But the locher is, as long as a tefach thick tak, you're not supposed to do. But as long as it's less than that, it's all right. Yeah. Senechlam is so tefach thick, you should not make your matzah. So tomorrow, Omer Reb Yirmiyah Bar Abba. Sheiles es Rebbe, he asked the shaila from Rebbe b'yichud. B'yichud means private. Rashi has two pshatim. One pshat Rashi says B'yichud means Bener l'Benoi. He asked them privately. Another pshat Rashi says is B'bor. He asked them a clear question. The kid said, yes, this Rebbe a question. That Omer Rabbi Yirmi Bar Abba Shulas as Rebbe B'yichud. Omani Rav. Who was his Rebbe? Rav. Hanika the Ami, some say, was Rabbi Yirmi Bar Abba. Omar Rav said over the name that Shulas as Rebbe B'yichud. That Umani Rabbeinu HaKodesh. He asked his Rebbe, which was Rabbeinu HaKodesh. Like Rashi says, Rabbe the Rebbe Yirmiyah Rav. Rebbe Yirmiyah's Rebbe was Rav. Rabbe the Rav Rabbeinu HaKodesh. And Rav's Rebbe was Rabbeinu HaKodesh. Bekitzo, he asked his Rebbe this question. My Passover, what does it mean that according to Beis Hillel, you're allowed to make matzah or thick matzah? He answered him, Pas Merubah, a new pshat. Not that it means they're very thick, but it means you're allowed to make a lot of bread together. So tomorrow, for Yamai correlate Passover, so why do you call it a thick bread? If you just mean to say you're allowed to make a lot, so why is it called a thick bread? And the Gemara Mishum Dinafisha Belisha. That means a lot means you do a lot. It's what it means thick, it's a thick dough. In order to make a lot of bread, you have to make a nice thick dough. So that's what Beis Hillel was matter.
Beis Tzil was matter to make a lot of dough, to make a lot of bread for Yom Tov. So the Gemara, that's one shot. The boy is saying another teretz is the Yasra the High Tana in this Tana's place in his Mokum where he lived, Lapas Maruba, to a lot of bread, pass over Korilei. That's what they called it. They called it a lot of they called it a thick bread. But it's not talking about Hilchas Chometz now, if you make the matzah very thick, but rather it's a shayla on Yom Tov. Are you allowed to do a tircha shein tzorich? Are you allowed to bake a lot of bread on Yom Tov, even though you don't need so much? Is it mutter? So the Gemara, my timer, what's the tzaden Beishame says, no, you're not allowed to bake a lot of bread on Yom Tov. Im ishrum nekot tzorich tirchot loy tzorich. If you're going to tell me it's a posh halacha, you're doing tircha. Like, you know you're not going to eat this much bread or this much matzah. So you're not allowed to bake so much matzah on Yom Tov that you're not going to eat. For the Gemara, that's the Pshan Veshamai. My Yiru Pesach, why is the Machlokes brought down only on Pesach, which is Mashma? It's Aloch in Chometz, Afilu B'Yom Tov Nami. Even on a regular Yom Tov, you should have the same Shailah. It's a Shailah now, not as Chometz. But when you bake bread on Yom Tov, are you allowed to bake more bread than you need? And the Gemara is true. Enoch and Nami is taka true. Sam, this Tana was talking about on Pesach. But who was in any Yom Tov? It's a machloikis beisham and beisilum. It's not a machloikis nuchas chometz. It's a machloikis if you only need one or two breads, or you're allowed to bake three or four breads. And the reason why beisilum is make was brought down alocher is because if you bake a lot of breads in the same oven at the same time, each bread tastes better. The more in the oven, the better each one tastes. So therefore, it's called a tzarech for this one bread that you're baking. You have more in the oven that makes this one taste better. That's Basil's svaras mutter. And by Shammai doesn't offer that svar. He also knows, l'maisi, you're not allowed to bake it. Not allowed to bake more than you need. So in Achlami, it's not a machloikas n'hilchas chometz. It's a loch n'hilchas yom tov. Now, Atani Nam Yoch, I'll bring you right to this. There's this machloikas that we have. Beis Shammai yermin ein oifin pas over b'yom tov. You're not allowed to bake thick bread on yom tov. You see clearly, it's not a shayla in chometz. They don't say about Pesach. It's a stam by Yom Tov. So what's wrong with making a thick bread on Yom Tov? You have to say it means you're making a lot of breads. You're making more than you need. So Beis Shammai says you're not allowed to bake more than you need. And Beis Tzil is matter because that's called the Sarach Yom Tov. The one bread that you do need tastes much better if you have more breads in the oven. Yeah. Yitzhak Rabbonim, another Gemara. Yitzin bepas nekiyam. You can be yitzin mitzvahs matzah with nice clean matzah, even though the flour is very clean. Over yadora can be very nice. Over srikin amitziyor mepesach. Even if you have pictures in the matzah, nor you carved out pictures in the dough, designs in the matzah, still you yitzin. Even though the loch is it would set over, ain't nice and I'm Pesach. That metchili you're not allowed to do it. Metchili when you make your dough, you're not allowed to take out time to make pictures, designs in the matzah, in the dough, because we're afraid while you're waiting to make the designs in the dough, maybe the dough will become chometz. So metchili the loch is when you make your dough, you're not supposed to make any designs in the matzah. But for the evidence, if somebody did make a design and he watched it, that it does not become chometz, havad is yoytzer. That's this halacha. If you made it already, you're allowed to eat it. But matchila, you're not supposed to make matzah that has designs on it. That the we stam make holes, that's not called design. That takes a second, we make our holes in the matzah. But to take out time to make designs, that's also because it's gzeira, maybe while you're making your design, the matzah will become chometz. Omri of Yudah. This person asked the Chachomim, if they ma'omru, why was it said, ain't nice and shrieking on Siyom Pesach? Why can't I make this dough that on paste matzah that has pictures on it? What's wrong? Omru lo, the Chachomim answered back to them, mifnei she'isha shoye olehem, because an isha takes a time when she wants to make these pictures in the dough. Umachmetzoso, and we're afraid that time, maybe the dough will become into chometz. So this person, Baisos ben Zoynim etachomim, efshe yasena b'tfus. What's going to be if I have a defus, I have a mold, that I have a mold already with the picture? It takes me 1 second. I just put the dough inside the mold and take it right out. So that should be mutter then. There's no time involved waiting.
V'yekvenu kivon, and I can do it very, very fast. I'll just put it into the mold and take it right out. So what's wrong with that? Omru loy, the Chum answered back, it's a light plug. That yomru, people will say, kol asrik and asurim. True, you're not allowed to go down to make pictures, designs in your dough. Of asrika baisus mutarim. But when people hear that what you're doing is mutter, they'll get mixed up, they won't understand. How come this person yes and us no? And they're not going to know that he's allowed to do it because he has a defus. He has a mold. I don't have a mold. Therefore, it's called a loy plug. The Rabbanan made gzeira, no type of pictures are you allowed to make in the matzah, even if you have a mold. And that's the halacha. You're not supposed to make pictures on the matzah. Omer Reb Loza, Reb Tzadik. Pam achas, one time it happened, nechnasti, achar abo, lebeis, Rabbi Gamliel. I once went to Rabbi Gamliel's house. They avil lufonev, they brought in front of him, surikin am tsuyorim apesach. They brought in front of him matzah, the mamash had pictures, had designs on the matzah, on Pesach. Omar the Abbas, I told my father, loikach omru chachomim, didn't the chachomim say that ain oisim surikin am tsuyorim apesach? That you're not allowed to make matzah like this that has designs on it for Pesach. So how come you let it be in your house? True, before we said b'dievid, you're allowed to eat it, but avadir of gamilachur would not do something that you're not allowed to do matzchilo. So how come you, Rav Gamliel, let your bakers make the matzah for you that has pictures on it? Omali, he answered back to me, Bini, loy shal kol adam orum. He holds that when the chol made the gzera, it wasn't made on anybody. Ela shal nachtumim orum. It was only set on bakers. Bakers, when they make a picture, Rashi says, they like to make an exact picture because they have to sell it. So the makbet to do a good job, that takes a long time. But if a private person does it in his own house, he's not makbet to make such a nice picture. So he does a fast job, then they didn't make a gzeirim. That's what Rabbi Gamliel held. Lalocha, we held not like that. We held any type of a picture if anybody is awesome. But upon him, he held here that it is mutter for a private person to do it. The gzeirim was only upon a baker, that he has to do a very good job. He'll take his time. They were afraid maybe you come with a chometz. Yeah, Iker the army, some said, Hochi Kamala, this is what he answered. Loishol nachtam omru. They did not only say that a nachtam can't do it. Elishol kolodim. No, enichnami. Nobody's allowed to do it. So then, takas akasha. How come it was done there? He's not answering the question. Then, yeah. No, but ikad the army. No, forget ikad the army. How come? Forget loishol nachtam omru. Just the opposite. They did not know. They said a baker does not have the yisr. Ela shokolodim, just the opposite. A private person, he's the one that's not ruggle, he can't do it so well, he'll take his time about it. Mashenken a nachtum, a professional, a baker, he's used to doing it, he'll do a very fast job, Rashi says. So therefore, a baker is allowed to do it. That was the other pshat. So there is a pshat that one way you're allowed to do. Either the baker's allowed to do it, or else the private person's allowed to do it. Right, so since we're mesupik, which way is halacha, we owe both ways are rasa. Omer Reb Yosi, oisin srikin kemin rikikin. You're allowed to make srikin like small, like rikikin, like very thin matzis. V'yein oisin srikin kemin gluskois. But you're not allowed to make thick ones. Hey, to make thin matzis with designs, that's mutter. But to make a thick matzah with designs, that's also. Trash yoisin misrikin, misyarin kemin rikikin, vavad shei dakim beklushin, she's very, very thin. Shei memarin lahachmitz. If the dough is very thin, it doesn't become chametz so fast. So therefore, you can afford to take your time to make designs on it. Avaloi mitzayar mesovim. But if you have a thick dough, then you can't take any time, because it comes chametz very fast. So then you're not allowed to make designs on a thick dough. But Allah, we said, any type of a dough, even thin dough, you're not supposed to make designs on it. Tana Rabbanan, the Rabbanan like this. Hasufganim. These are type of doughs. Drashas Hasufganim means also kisvug, a type of a sponge cake, like. A type of a dough that comes into a sponge cake. For Yadushanim, you have a dough that you have a lot of honey inside it. V'yiskritin, Rashi says that's oisin kitzfichis. Shaloshin isosin rakim yoid. Has a very liquidy bladder. It's very lot like pancakes. The bladder of the dough is not a thick dough. It's a very soft dough. It's not a thick dough. The chalis hamasaurus. And the chalis hamasaurus, Rashi says, that's made in a frying pan. The yamaduma.
Or else in the case, meduma means that truma fell back into the chulin. His halacha on any one of these type of adoes is the halacha peturim min achala. You're potter for taking off challah from any one of these type of a dough. Even though midiraisa, when you take flour and water and make it into a dough, you have a chiyuv to take off challah. But from these doughs are different. We'll soon see why. They're not called lechem. Since they're not called bread, you have no chiyuv to take off challah from these type of a dough. For the more my challah samasaurus, what does it mean challah samasaurus? Or maybe Shur ben Levi, ze cholot shabale batim. That's a type of a dough that was cholot, means we had before. You boiled the wheat first, the flour first. That's the way balabata make him. Which Rashi before said that means like in a frying pan. You make it in a frying pan. Now Omer Shlokas. Shlokas learns why are these doughs different? Why are these dough potter from chalom? By halalu my silfis. All these type of a dough, you don't end up putting it in the oven to bake it, but you rather cook it in a nilfus, in a pot, or in a frying pan. So since you're making it in a pan, not in the oven, that's why it's not called lechem. Therefore, it's potter from challah. So Rashi, my self is saying, lefikach lav lechemu, that's why these type of a doughs does not get a shame lechem bread. Because sovar, ein lechem el ofo betanur. What's called bread? Something that's baked in the oven. Kedichsiv lach lechem betanur echad. Mashen can hear that they did an ilfus in a frying pan, not in the oven. That's why you potter from challah. Rabbi Yechon Amar no. Rabbi Yechon says, "Maise ilfus chayovim." No, if you use the dough and bake it in a frying pan, it's also called lechem. That's still called bread. So why here are you potter from challah? V'yalolu shosu b'chama. Here we're talking about these dough. You did not end up baking it, not even in a frying pan, but rather just in the sun. You let it stay in the sun. That's not called lechem. You did not bake it in the fire. You only use the sun. That's why it's not called lechem. But according to Rabbi Yechanan, even if you use pans to bake it in, not lavdafka the oven, you do it in a pot, it's also called lechem, as long as it was done over the fire. Since the machlekes Rabbi Yechanan is shlokish, does bread dafka have to be in an oven? Or else, no, Rabbi Yechanan says bread could even be made in a frying pan also, as long as it's made from fire. Meisve, Abakashim. Hasuf Ganim, we just learned, that's the sponge cake. The Adav Shanim, if you have a lot of honey in the dough. The Askeritin, that's a very liquidy type of a dough. Is Osan Beilfus. If you made it in a Nilfus, Chayovim, then you should know Yechayim Bechala. Who is a chloride to Rabbi Yechanan. That if you made these dough in a nilfis, in a frying pan, you are chayiv in chalom. V'cham apturim. But if you do it in the sun, then you put it. That's not called lechem. There's a churut yufta, there are shum men lakish, there's a ofen akash, and a shlakish. Here you see clearly, even b'yilfis, in a frying pan, still it's called lechem. Have the Gemara Omar Ula. Omar lach reb shum men lakish, he answers like this. Hocha b'mayiskin, you know what we're talking about over here? Sheher siach ulipsayf hidvik. I tell you, you have this frying pan that first you heat it up the pan and then you put the lechem, you put the dough onto it. Now that's really the way you bake. That's why you chayiv b'challah. Aval hiddik, let's say first you put the dough onto the frying pan. Olib seifer siach, and then you heat it up the frying pan, that's no good according to Rav Shlokish. So ma, you want to tell me, hochinayim dipturim, like that's your pshat Rav Shlokish. Rav Shlokish says a frying pan cannot make bread. Now, what's the difference between a frying pan and an oven? The way you bake normally is, first you heat up the oven, and then you put the lechem into a heat-up oven. That's called baking. Cooking is the pshat is, first you put the dough into a pot, even though there's no water there. But first you put it into the pot, and then you heat up the pot. So Shlokesh is saying, that we say by an ilfus is chayiv, it doesn't mean a regular ilfus, that first you put the dough, then heat it up. But no, rather first you heat it up the frying pan, and then you put the dough on it, that's when you chayiv. So at the Gemara then, of a Zayadu Tony Seifer, when the Seifer says what's no good, why does it have to say only? Osun b'cham apturin, why does it say only if you baked it in the sun? That's why it's no good. Liflav v'listenably day. Let's say a chilek even in a frying pan when it's good and when it's no good. According to Rav Shlokesh, you should have said like this. When am I saying that it's good that this dough, if you heat it up in a frying pan, it's called lechem? Only in the case where first you heat it up the frying pan, Then you put the dough into the frying pan. That's like baking. Avol hidik. But if you first put the dough onto the frying pan, and later first, you first heat it up, pturin. It should have said you potter, according to Rish Lakish. And about the Brisa says, when you potter only in the sun, it's mashma not like this. It's mashma any type of a pot that you use, still it's called lechem. Not like Rish Lakish. If the Gemara, no. Now the Gemara Chasuri Mechzur, something is missing here. This is the way it should be learned. When do we say it's called lechem? Sheh siach ulubseif hidvik. Enechrami. Where first you heat it up the frying pan, and then you put the dough onto the frying pan. Avol hidvik ulubseif siach. But if you first put the dough into the frying pan, and then you heat it up, the Rosh Lakish says, you're not yotzei deich takul lechem. You're potter from challah. Why? Because naset becomes like kimi shason bechama. It's as if you bake this dough in the sun, which Allah is upturim, you're potter. So that's why it's good, Rosh Lakish. This price is just explaining that when you use a frying pan, that you first put the dough into the pan, and then you heat up the pan, that has the same halach as if you would bake it in the sun. Just like by baking in the sun, pshita yipotter, that's not called lechem, Rish Lakish says, who are then using a frying pan that way is also potter. The only time you chayiv is if first you heat up the frying pan, and then you put the dough inside it. That's the derech of baking. So we didn't shlug up Rish Lakish yet. Toshima, come and bring another raya. Yoitzin b'matzah hina. It could be yoitzin mitzvah matzah with matzah hina. We'll soon see what that means. Over matzah ho asuya b'yofis. And a matzah that was baked in a frying pan, also yoitzin. So chur tzakash in Rish Lakish, you see clearly it's called lechem. Because matzah, we know the pasuk says lechem oini. It has to be lechem to be yoitzin de matzah. So you see, even in a frying pan, not only in an oven, are you yoitzin de matzah, lechem. The Gemara Hachinam here also it means no, that first you heated up the frying pan and then you put the dough inside it. That's why Yaitzi Day Mitzvah Matzah. The Enechnam, according to Rish Lakish, the opposite way, it was not called Lechem, you would not be Yaitzi Matzah. For the Gemara, my Matzahina. What does Matzahina mean that you Yaitzi? It means that it was baked, but not baked completely. What does that mean? Omer Rav Yehuda Mashmuel, Kol Sheh Porso. If you, right after you take the matzah out of the oven, still nice and soft, you could break the matzah. V'ein chutin nimshach mimenu, and you don't see strings coming apart. Very soft matzah, if it's not baked too well yet, the dough, when you pull apart the matzah, it will come out strings. You'll see strings of the dough still coming across. If you see chutin coming across, that's a raya, the matzah was not baked well enough, that's not called matzah, you're afraid it's chometz. Mashenkin, once it was baked enough, that if you break it right now, it'll break in two, and there won't be strings pulling out across. That's called matzina, that you yetzer, you're not afraid it's chametz. He's called sheparsa v'yenchut nimshach memenu. There is the matzah does not have to be burnt. The matzah could be nice and white, as long as it's baked well enough, that when you take it out of the oven right away, even though you could still soft, you can mamish, you bend the matzahs, they're so soft, but if you pull it apart, the strings don't come across, they don't attach, that's in two pieces, then it's called already baked. That's called matzahina. Right. Omar Rabba, v'chein lach mitoida. The same halach applies to lach mitoida. There's a halach when you bring a korban toida, you have to have 40 lechems there. So the same thing, how much does each lechem have to be baked? Even hina is yoitza. For the Gemara Pshito, hocho lechem ksiv, hocho lechem ksiv, avado. Once it's baked that much, and if you break it, the strings don't come, it's called lechem. So vadi yoitza by lach mitoida. Why should lach mitoida be different than matzah? And the Gemara, no. Ma, the same, I would think. Hoya looks here, since the pasuk says, v'hikriv mimenu, echod mikol korban, that you have to give one of each, you bring 40 bread,